Today's devotional, Faith That Heals. The scripture we're going to use is Luke chapter 8, verses 43 and 44. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. The story of the woman with the issue of blood is a powerful example. Many people have heard this story before. It's an example of persistent faith and the transformative power of encountering Jesus. For 12 long years, this woman had suffered from a condition that not only caused her physical pain, but also left her socially and spiritually isolated. According to Jewish law, her condition made her ceremonially unclean, which meant she was excluded from community life and worship. She had spent all her resources seeking a cure from doctors, but instead of getting better, her condition only got worse. In this moment of desperation, she heard about Jesus. Despite her suffering and isolation, hope ignited within her. She believed that if she could just touch the fringe of his robe, she would be healed. That was her thing. She just wanted to know that she can get close enough to touch the fringe of his robe. This faith drove her to take a bold step. She pushed through the crowd, risking further rejection and shame to reach out to Jesus. And I know when we read it, it sounds so quick, but I'm certain that she got beat down, she got pushed, people stepped on her, but she was determined. When she touched his robe, immediately her bleeding stopped. The healing power of Jesus flowed into her, and she was made whole. This wasn't just a physical healing. It was a restoration of her entire life. She was no longer an outcast. She was restored to health. The community and dignity was now restored within the community. But the story doesn't end there. Jesus was aware that power had gone out from him. So he stopped and asked, "Who touched me?" Mind you, there were a lot of people around him. His disciples were around him. His disciples were perplexed, given that the crowd was pressing around them. But Jesus knew that this touch was different. The woman came forward trembling with fear and told Jesus what she had done. Rather than rebuke her, Jesus spoke tenderly to her. "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." This encounter highlights several profound truths about faith and the character of Jesus. First, faith reaches out. The woman's faith was not passive. It was active and determined, meaning that she didn't just think about being healed. She said, "Let me take the steps that are necessary to be healed." She believed in Jesus' power to heal, and that belief compelled her to act. Her faith wasn't about following the proper religious protocol, doing everything step by step. As a matter of fact, she even smelled bad. But about one thing that she knew for certain was that she was going to reach out to the one she believed that could help her. Her faith was personal, and it was this personal faith that connected her to the power of Jesus. Second, Jesus honors even the smallest act of faith. The woman's touch was simple, almost hidden. Yet it was enough to draw the healing power of Jesus. Jesus didn't require her to make a grand gesture or a public declaration. She didn't even need a band, right? No worship team. He responded to the sincere faith that led her to him. This shows us that it's not the size of our faith that matters, but the sincerity and the focus of it. When we direct our faith toward Jesus, even if it feels small, he honors it. And lastly, Jesus desires to make us whole. The woman came seeking physical healing, but Jesus gave her so much more. He addressed her as daughter. And because he addressed her as daughter, he already gave her identity. He said, "I'm giving you not just your healing, but I'm going to give you identity." And daughter is also a term of endearment and belonging. It assured her that she was now restored, not only in body, but also in spirit. Jesus is not just interested in healing our physical ailments. He wants to restore every part of our lives, our relationships, our emotions, our spiritual well-being. In our own lives, we may face situations where we feel hopeless, isolated, or beyond help. But this story reminds us that when we reach out to Jesus in faith, He responds with compassion and power. No matter how long we've been suffering, no matter how impossible our situation seems, Jesus can heal, restore, and make us whole. If you're struggling today, take a step of faith. Reach out to Jesus, believing that He can meet you where you are. Trust in His love, trust in His power, and let Him bring healing and peace to every area of your life. Let's pray. My Lord, my God, thank You for Your compassion and power to heal and restore. Help us to reach out to You in faith, even when we feel hopeless or alone. We believe that You can make us whole in every way. Strengthen our faith and help us to trust in Your goodness, knowing that You care deeply for us. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen and amen. Take time out to think of what steps of faith you need to move in. And that whatever that move is, make it so. This woman was bold. She moved. She thought about it first, but she took action. I pray that today you take action. Be blessed and be encouraged.